This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S., Britain, Australia, and Canada on Thursday condemned China's decision to impose a national security law on Hong Kong, saying it would dramatically erode its autonomy and threaten its stability and prosperity. In a joint statement, the top diplomats of the four countries said they had deep concern about Beijing's action, saying it threatens Hong Kong's place in the world as a bastion of freedom. They contended that Chinese control of Hong Kong also raises the prospect of prosecution in Hong Kong for political crimes and undermines existing commitments to protect the rights of Hong Kong's people. The four countries said that rebuilding trust across Hong Kong society by allowing the people of Hong Kong to enjoy the rights and freedoms they were promised in 1997 under the One Country, Two Systems plan can be the only way back from the tensions and unrest that the territory has seen over the last year. President Donald Trump has escalated his war on social media companies by signing an executive order that challenges the liability protections that have served as a bedrock for unfettered speech on the internet. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, the move might be more politics than substance.
The move comes after Twitter added a warning phrase to a pair of Trump tweets decrying vote-by-mail efforts. Under the tweets, there's now a link reading, "Get the facts about mail-in ballots." That prompted the president to threaten social media companies with new regulation or even shuttering, tweeting, "This will be a big day for social media and fairness." Legal experts have expressed doubts that it could be done without an act of Congress. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com.